Diary, June 1876. June 14th to June 21st, 1876. June 14th, 1876. Tarried overnight at hotel in Dubuque, Iowa. Rested well. Arose at 4:30. Wrote 7 pages for review. Took breakfast and found my sack missing. Was taken to the depot and stepped on board the cars about 9 o'clock. About 3 o'clock, changed from car to boat. The heat was very debilitating. Rode 12 miles on boat. Waited for cars about 1 hour. We suffered with heat. Rode on cars 3 miles and changed cars for Sparta, Wisconsin. Arrived on the ground about 7 o'clock. The tent was soon pitched, and we were furnished with comfortable beds, bedding, chairs. Mosquitoes troubled us considerably. Made a smudge to drive them away. Slept well after a while. June 15th, 1876. It is raining this morning. A stove is set up, and we are very comfortable. There are 43 tents on the ground. This is a beautiful encampment. I spoke from Peter. June 20th, 1876. We were awakened at 4 o'clock by prayers mingled with weeping. The delegates in the conference were assembled in a tent near ours. Mr. White was urged to attend to consider the case of Elder Downing, whose course was censurable. Mr. White pleaded with his brother and entreated him. These solemn entreaties, bearing the unmistakable evidences of the power of God, reached us under our tent. This was indeed a remarkable meeting. Elder Downing confessed his wrong and promised to heed the advice of his brethren. We next had our parting meeting. This was a good meeting. We bade our brethren farewell. We repaired to our tent to take a meager breakfast and pack our trunks to get to depot. We have had no sunshine for 4 days, and still the clouds give mist and rain. We were detained nearly 2 hours by a break in the engine. We arrived on the ground at 8:30. At 9 o'clock, preparations were made to erect our tent. At 10:30, we were prepared to retire. June 21st, 1876. We were awakened with singing of birds. The grove was made vocal with the happy songsters pouring out their grateful, joyous notes of praise to their Creator. This awakened gratitude in our hearts for the sweet, glad sunshine, the first morning in 5 days that we have enjoyed the glad sunshine. At this moment, Elder White is talking to the people assembled at the stand under the shade of the grove. Elder Madison preached the morning discourse.